The pervert mentality that takes glee in twisting the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh's, RSS, ideology was yet again evident when the media at large misreported Sir Sangchalak Dr. Mohan Bhagwat's words. The media not only mistranslated his speech but also colored it in its own way when he spoke on the occasion of venerated Saint Sant Rohidas, Ravidas, on February 6. Speaking at the 647th birth anniversary programme organized by Ravidas Samaj Panchayat and Vasudha Charitable Trust at Ravindranatya Mandir, Prabhadevi in Mumbai, Dr. Mohan Bhagwat said, "To our Creator, we are equal. There is no caste or sect. If some pundits, scholars, citing scriptures are talking about caste-based discrimination, then it is false." However, these words were given a totally different meaning when appearing in news reports. Mainly Loksatta, the Marathi newspaper of Indian Express Group, was at the forefront in misinformation tirade. Its news headline cried, "The Brahmins created the caste differences." Actually, what Sir Sangchalak said was totally different. His exact words were, he, Sant Ravidas, thought that he should explore the truth. What was the way towards the eternal truth? What it was actually like? He would not rely on the hearsay and thought of experiencing it firsthand. That he achieved in the company of Swami Ramanandji. He realized that the truth was nothing but Ishwar. That truth said that it existed in all beings, hence whatever be the name, the quality was same, respect was same and there was affinity for all. Nobody was high or low. The basis of scriptures, which the pundits cite, is a lie. We are confused in the whirlpool of concept of caste and caste hierarchy. This confusion has to be removed. Our knowledge and tradition does not specify this and this has to be explained to the society. This tradition stipulates that truth, religion and karma should never be abandoned. Citing Sant Ravidas, Sir Sangchalak said that religion is not just about filling up one's stomach. Do your work, and do it according with your religion. Unite the society and work for its progress, as that is what religion is about. It is because of such thoughts and high ideals that many big names became disciples of Saint Rohidas, the Dr. Bhagwat said. He said that Sant Ravidas told this same thing to Sikandar Lodi and clarified to the latter that he wouldn't abandon Hindu faith. The faith of Vedas is superior, even superior to your Islam. Sikandar Lodi put handcuffs on him and put him in jail. But what happened? He had the darshan of Saguna Krishna. Sant Ravidas put his own example for the society that never ever abandon your faith even when your life is in peril. However, this was largely heeded by the media baying for some mischief to play and highlighted a part which was never there in the first place. This is not the first instance of such a mischief being played with Sir Sangchalak's words. A few months, his speech during a program in Nagpur was largely twisted and words Brahmin was inserted deliberately to create controversy. While the Sir Sangchalak had said that the so-called higher castes should come forward to rectify the ill effects of caste system, the media had reported that, Sir Sangchalak Dr. Mohan Bhagwat said that Brahmins should take penance for the caste system.